Come on now, soft it to me, sing me a song. Let's keep the music moving, we're going strong.
And for Monitor 68, I'm your host, Joe Garagiola. Say, you know, he used to be something of a baseball nut. Senator George McGovern of South Dakota, the candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination, will tell us about it in just a couple of moments, right after Monitor Music.
Before I met you, skies were gray. But it's been sunny since that day you came my way. Just like a firefly, your lovely light was all my eyes could see. And you got a hold on me. And when I try to sleep at night, I get a roller coaster feeling deep inside. I look for trees to climb. I know I'm gonna blow my mind on you.
Steve Lawrence.
In the dating game, I was a bench warmer. Though I tried to make the team with all my might. But now my hitting streak is getting longer since I traded in my slump for Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now I've been out every night with a different girl since Ultra Bright. My life's an ultra whirl. My dating slump is gone. Believe me, it's for real. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste dazzles your taste, dazzles your teeth, dazzles your breath. And that spells sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Last weekend on Monitor, we brought you a series of personal close-ups of the two front-running Democratic presidential candidates, Vice President Humphrey and Senator Eugene McCarthy. Well, this weekend, you'll hear from still another candidate, Senator George McGovern of South Dakota. Senator McGovern was interviewed for Monitor by NBC News correspondent David Burrington.
Senator, who were your heroes as a youngster growing up in South Dakota?
Well, I had a number of heroes. The St. Louis Cardinals were heroes of mine. This was the day of the Gas House Gang. Leo DeRocher, Frankie Fresh, Dizzy Dane, Pepper Martin, Joe Medwick. I could name the whole St. Louis Cardinal lineup and the batting averages by the time I was 10 years old. In a more serious vein, my political heroes for as long as I can remember have been Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln. These were men who were very close to the people, and yet they were above the people in the sense that they called on us to give our best. I've always thought that the test of great leadership was the capacity to tap the best instincts in people.
How about your own family?
I suppose there's no profession that's any harder on family life than politics. The schedule is fantastic, particularly in a campaign period. As anyone knows who's followed a candidate around the campaign trail, it's an absolutely exhausting enterprise. And it's very hard on the family because ordinarily they're left at home. When the candidate is at home, the telephone is ringing and the pressures are enormous. Yet there is an excitement about it that has caught the fancy of my family. They've enjoyed it, I think, for the most part. I think they're pleased with the activities in which I'm involved, and their understanding of it is an indispensable part of my ability to stay in politics. Without that, I'd be out of it in 30 days.
Do you think that having the family out campaigning is ever overdone? Robert Kennedy used to have his relatives and family out stumping considerably.
Well, I think the country rather liked that. I was always rather impressed with the devotion the Kennedys brought to public life. One of the nice things about family campaigning is just the fact that it keeps the family together.
How about pets? If you should make it to the White House, there have been some famous pets. Would you take some along?
Well, I think we'll set something of a record for pets if I'm installed in the White House. At the present time, we have a 12-year-old collie, a 1-year-old collie, we have a Persian cat, we have a Siamese cat, we have 2 kittens, and we have a canary. So we can fill at least one room in the White House with pets.
Do they all get along?
Yes, they're very compatible.
Thank you very much, Senator. We've been speaking with Senator George McGovern of South Dakota. This is David Brewington, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
You'll hear more from Senator McGovern later this weekend on Monitor.
Highway Holidays 68. Are you searching for something exciting this summer? Then consider an auto tour of New Mexico. From the snow-capped Rockies in the north to Carlsbad Caverns in the south, New Mexico is endowed with breathtaking natural beauty. New Mexico, or wherever you drive, remember this. Your family will love stopping at the Stuckey stores along your way. America's favorite highway oasis, coast to coast. Women love the cleanliness of air-conditioned Stuckey stores. Children love the fascinating array of unusual toys, souvenirs, the tasty foods, and Stuckey's wonderful candies. You men will like the quick gasoline service. Texaco, Diners Club, American Express credit cards. Now get a box of Stuckey's crisp peanut brittle free with purchase of 10 gallons of gas. Offer void where prohibited. For more pleasure on any trip you take, relax, refresh, refuel at Stuckey's.
At 16 minutes past the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Time for some girl watching. Here's our Diet Pepsi theme. Girl watchers watch drink Diet Pepsi Cola. Here's honest Pepsi taste. Taste that beats the others cold. Diet Pepsi. Try it. Someone will be watching.
Diet Pepsi is available in convenient no deposit, no return bottles. New York is a place where people help people. A place where every year for 30 years, New Yorkers help each other through on-the-job contributions to the Greater New York Fund. The people you help could be your family, your friends, or your fellow workers. Possibly yourself, should illness or accident strike. Giving to the fund has become a New York tradition in which employers and employees join together to help people. So please, won't you help too? Give to the Greater New York Fund.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Here comes more of Monitor.
And now a Monitor tip for drivers. Here are some things to remember when driving in the mountains. Keep the car's radiator full because water boils faster at higher altitudes. And remember to use the engine's compression as much as possible to brake when heading downhill by driving in second or low gear. Now here's something else you should know.
Mom, God, you're so tired.
I have to go to the little girl's room.
Oh, there is soda all over everyone.
We made the wrong turn miles ago. I should have turned right at that bar.
Mommy, did he hit me?
Stop kicking. Johnny's a pig.
Wait a minute.
The tank's filled up. Now, here are the S&H green stamps, kids. Keep quiet while you all paste them in the books. Hmm?
You can get a lot of things with S&H green stamps, but when you're in a car with the kids, one great thing you can get is quiet. So next time you fill up your tank, fill up your book, too.
Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I'm afraid I can't tell you.
You're kidding. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Well, let me explain. Only the price of this specially equipped javelin is a secret. If you guess it, you can win a Javelin free. It's all part of the American Motors Dealers Smart Buyers Convention, where you can now save a ton of money on any American Motors car.
I think I love you.
Licensed drivers 18 and over eligible. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Monty Irwin was a star outfielder for the New York Giants in their last years at the Polo Grounds, and now he's a top baseball executive. And we'll be talking to him next on Monitor Sports, brought to you by State Farm Fire and Casualty, the world's largest homeowners insurance company.
This is Al Capp. I was reading The Romance of Transportation. I've gotten to where it really starts rolling, the part about the wheel, where Ice Age Man says to Stone Age Man, you got rocks in your pointed head that rounding out that big flat stone, it'll never go. I looked out of the window. A fellow was coming up the walk. He didn't notice my garden hose lying across it. He tripped over it and skidded head first into my big elm tree. Well, I wasn't worried. My homeowner's policy from State Farm Fire and Casualty would take care of the whole mess, and I knew that my State Farm agent was a careful, cautious guy who always took the right steps and who kept a cool head on his shoulders, so I went out to meet the guy under the tree. I'd met him before. He was my State Farm agent.
For your home and your car and your life, State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
In his 7 years with the New York Giants, Monty Irwin batted more than 303 times, and he had a career average of .293. He has just been made an executive in the baseball commissioner's office, and he's the first Negro to hold such a high post. Monitor sports editor Len Dillon has the story.
Monty Irwin, first of all, congratulations. Being named an assistant director of promotion and public relations with the baseball commissioner's office.
Thank you very much, Len. I'm very happy and I'm very excited about it.
You were a scout and an instructor for the Mets up until your appointment in the middle of this week. I guess you've had to sort of forego that job, haven't you?
Yes, I have, but it was a very happy association, and I certainly hope that I will be missed by some of the young men that I try to help.
Which brings me to my next question. Now, baseball fans, especially here in New York, remember you as a good hitting outfielder when you played with the Giants. What has happened with batters, baseball hitters today?
To tell you the truth, I just don't know. But I would like to guess. I think that, first of all, they're swinging for the fences. Secondly, I don't think that the young players coming up spend enough time in the minor leagues. And I don't think they're being smart. In other words, they try to pull the pitch on the outside. Instead of, you know, hitting it to the opposite field, they try to pull it and it always results into, you know, in a double play or something.
Monty, in a sense then, that there is some substance to what Ted Williams said. He called the hitter stupid.
Well, I say they're just not thinking the way they used to. Look at all the runs, left on third base, sacrifice fly. This is all you need, say, to win a ball game. And this is becoming like a lost art. They just swing too hard. They all want to drive Cadillacs and say, you know.
Well, listen, what about the strike zone? Do they know the strike zone?
Some of them don't, no.
Well, now it's 20 years since the color line was broken in professional baseball. It was only a few years ago that Jim Gilliam of the Dodgers became the first Negro coach. Now you're the first to get an executive post in the commissioner's office. The next question, I think, should be obvious to you. How soon do you think a Negro will be given a chance to manage a big league ball club?
I think very soon. I don't know why it's taken so long, but at least the opportunity has come. I think it. I understand that Damari Wills is very interested in becoming a manager. I heard that Ernie Banks was interested. So I say before, I don't want to make any predictions, but I think it's coming, and it's coming pretty soon.
I think Gilliam might make a good manager.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, see, he's been very dedicated, and he's very knowledgeable. He knows baseball, and he might be given a chance.
Well, Monty Irvin, it's been wonderful talking to you, and again, congratulations on your new post in the baseball commissioner's office, and worlds of luck.
Thanks, Len. I'm still very excited about it.
Thank you for being our guest. Monty Irvin, Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
And now a word about Super Royal Triton. There's a lot that can be said for Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil from the Union Oil Company. Unfortunately, 30 seconds doesn't give him much time to say it. There is one thing to remember, though. Super Royal Triton performs so well that it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. You can't ask more of any motor oil. So make sure you demand Super Royal Triton next time you're due for a change. You'll agree, there's a lot to be said about Super Royal Triton motor oil. All of it good. Sports news and features are heard throughout the weekend right here on Monitor.
This is Ed McMurrin. We've had a minor revolution at our house in the bathroom. I went to wash my hair the other day, and gone were all those old shampoo bottles, and in their place, just one plastic tube. Alice, that's my wife, said from now on, this was it, a one-family shampoo. And it's a good idea. It's a concentrate shampoo made by the Breck people to be an all-family shampoo. Now, being concentrated, just a little makes plenty of lather. It's great for cleaning up a load of kids like ours. And again, being concentrated, one tube goes a long way, so you're not forever running out. Now, because it's Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all that stuff. It even suits baby fine hair like my older daughter Claudia's. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the little ones breaking it. So when they asked me to talk about Breck Concentrate, I was really pleased, because the whole McMahon family has checked it out, and it's good stuff.
Henderson's orchestra and music from Annie, Get Your Gun. You know, folks in Morganton, North Carolina, hear us every weekend on station WMNC. And other stations down the monitor line are waiting to identify themselves, but we'll be right back.
Convention preview, a full-hour news special live from Chicago tomorrow night on the NBC Radio Network.
In Italy during the 1920s, a gigolo vies for the affections of a widow and her beautiful daughter. Rod Steiger, Claudia Cardinale, and Paulette Goddard star in Time of Indifference on the Sunday Film Festival, tomorrow night at 11:30 on Channel 4, your community-minded station.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC New York.
Monitor 68 continuing now with the new effort by the Vogues, My Special Angel. Peter Thomas sound.
your dialometer, ear monitor. Lean back and stay a while, now it's a ear monitor.
And my name is Joe Garagiola, and later on I'll be talking to comic Jerry Lewis. And we'll also hear from Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything, Al Capp. But first, Jack Jones sort of expresses what it's like here on Monitor.
Hey, look what you have done, showing me the sun, and now it's shining through. To be with you. Hey, I like the things you say, and I like the way you do the things you do. It's nice to be with you. Each time that I give my heart to someone new, they just turn it blue. But this time is my time, and my time is all the time I have to be with you. So please, never go away. Say you're gonna stay and make my dreams come true. It's nice to be with you. Each time that I give my heart to someone new, they just turn it blue. But this time is my time, and my time is all the time I have to be with you. So please, never, never, never go away. Say you're gonna stay and make my dreams come true. It's nice to be with you.
Around the water cooler, all the girls adored me. I was the secretary's shining knight. But after work, they all ignored me. Until my boss told me about Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now, suddenly, look at me. I'm a kissing fool. I'm drowning with love in the secretarial pool. They bug me. They hug me. Believe me, it's for real. Ultra Bright, get them out. Sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste dazzles your taste, dazzles your teeth, dazzles your breath, and that spells sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright, give your mouth sex appeal.
Next, American Political Scene 68, brought to you by American Motors, makers of the 1968 Ambassador, Rebel, Rambler, and the new Javelin. Monitor's Al Capp has never been the friend of Stokely Carmichael. And in just a moment, he'll tell us why. First this.
Oh, what a beautiful javelin. Tell me, sir, how much is that beautiful javelin?
I can't tell you.
Well, I thought you worked here.
I do. I'm an American Motors dealer. But I'm afraid I can't reveal the price.
Well, I never heard of such a thing. How do you expect to sell cars if you won't tell people the price?
Oh, we do ordinarily. But during our Smart Buyers Convention, we're keeping the price of this specially equipped javelin a secret.
You are?
Yes. But if you can guess the mystery price, you can win a javelin free.
Ooh, I just love mystery.
And everyone who visits his American Motors dealer gets something free during our Smart Buyers Convention.
I love conventions.
We're giving away convention and election guides.
Oh, I just love guides.
Of course, you can save a ton of money on any American Motors car during this summer sale.
We love sales. In cars. cover. And you...
You may win a javelin at your American Motors dealer. Licensed drivers, 18 and over, eligible. Nothing to buy, void where prohibited. And now for American Political Scene 68, here's Al Capp.
Stokely Carmichael became one of our most celebrated citizens and youth leaders on a single issue, the lack of true freedom in this country. He traveled from state to state, whipping crowds into a frenzy by telling them they had a right to freedom, and if they were denied it, to acquire it by other means. Shortly after Stokely left town, his admirers would acquire free TV sets, which they had hitherto been denied, possibly because they were for sale. Well, when the small storekeepers who had denied Stokely and his admirers the freedoms or TV sets they yearned for, when they grumbled that a guy like that oughtn't to be allowed to roam around freely, they were denounced as bigots, and any governor who agreed with them was in for a bad time if he ever ran for vice president. Stokely was born in Trinidad, where there's no record that he or his family complained that they were denied any freedoms, including that of leaving and settling in New York City. In his early 20s, Carmichael joined SNCC, the most militant, possibly, of our freedom-fighting organizations, where he was free to fight his way to the chairmanship of the organization, and from that base to complain from coast to coast about the lack of freedom in America. Well, last month, Trinidad informed Stokely Carmichael that he was no longer free to come back home. And the other day, SNCC told Stokely he was no longer free to remain a member. Just about the only freedom Stokely has left is the freedom to say and do just about anything he cares to in America, where we will protect the freedoms of guys like him if it's our last act as a free nation, and some people think it just might be. This is Al Capp on NBC's Monitor.
Stay tuned to Monitor for more in our series, American Political Scene 68, also featuring Chet Huntley, Edwin Newman, Henry Morgan, and many others. And Monday night, stay tuned to NBC for gavel-to-gavel coverage of the Democratic Convention in Chicago.
Stay right here on NBC.
Now a Monitor tip for vacationers. Here's what you should know about tipping. The cost of tipping has gone up with the cost of living. A tip to service personnel of from 15 to 20% is now considered proper. A porter or bellboy should get 25 cents for each piece of luggage. Now this reminder.
More gas, Miss Baxter. More gas.
That's the brake.
Well, I'm awfully sorry, sir.
Now, try and drive to the next gas station so we can practice filling up.
Do they give S&H green stamps there?
Yes.
Well, no sweat then. Hold on to your hat.
S&H green stamps. Next time you fill up your tank, fill up your book, too.
In a few moments, I'll be talking to Jerry Lewis right here on the Monitor Beacon.
That's what happiness is.
Happiness is many things to many people.
Happiness is. Happiness is. Happiness is.
To a smoker, happiness is the taste of a Kent cigarette.
That's what happiness is.
What makes a smoker happy? That's easy. Flavor. The flavor that comes from fine tobacco. And millions of smokers will tell you, that's what you get with a Kent. So light one up. Get a taste of what happiness is. Get the good taste of a Kent cigarette.
Happiness is the taste of Kent. Happiness is the taste of Kent. Happiness is the taste of Kent. Good taste, fine tobacco, that's what happiness is.
Join the millions of smokers everywhere who know.
To smokers, it's a Kent.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Cause of lung cancer. This is true. It is not the only cause. But for instance, if you smoke two packs of cigarettes a day or more, you're 20 times more likely to develop lung cancer than non-smokers. If you're just an average smoker, the risk is still tenfold. There is scientific evidence for these statements, and lots of it. There is also a wealth of information now available on diagnosing lung cancer, on treatment, and on prevention. Do you know what these facts are? If not, we recommend that you write the U.S. Public Health Service, Washington, D.C., for their free, easy-to-understand folder on cancer of the lung.
It's 15 minutes before the hour on Monitor, and Claudine Longet sings A Walk in the Park.
You put by. How could I get you to give me a try? You know a boy like you is not so easy to find. I'd like to make you mine. Would you like to take a walk in the park? Stroll it in hand, it begins to get dark. Then later in the evening when the sun has come down, maybe you'll still be the one to keep me calm.
I saw the Tonight Show this past week. You were treated to the zaniness of guest host Jerry Lewis. Well, again this year, Jerry will host a 19-hour telethon right here in New York to raise money to fight muscular dystrophy. Tell me, Jerry, just how do you get in shape for 19 hours on television?
You're going to spring training, but you've only got about 5 days.
Does it take you long to recuperate?
Yeah, as long as it takes a team to go into spring training. Yeah, it really takes a while. It's not as difficult on a physical level as it is on an emotional one, particularly since this is very close to me and I get very, very uptight and very involved. so that my body falls back into shape after 2 or 3 days, but my emotional system still rattles for a week or two. But it's important, and it has to be done.
How did you get started in this, Jerry?
That's the only question I've never answered, Joe. It's a personal thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd rather not.
We never talk about that.
How would you describe Jerry Lewis, performer? Is it easier for you to be a cut-up or to be regimented? Or?
Well, it's easier to be loose. But oddly enough, Joe, you have to be terribly disciplined to be loose. And the thing that people don't realize is that in order to be comic, like you are, with the things you say and do, there has to be a very, very serious undertone. Otherwise, it doesn't work. But that happens to be the truth. Comedy is very serious business.
How about at home, Jerry? Are you able to break away from that and be Jerry Lewis' father?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, Patty has said for years, Jerry Lewis is not allowed in our house. And he's not. He doesn't come there. Daddy comes home. And her husband comes home. And the man who is a very strict disciplinarian comes home. And the laughs I get at the dinner table are the same laughs that Joe Grazioli gets from his children. If I'm funny, they laugh at Daddy. If I'm not funny, Daddy's dull.
They're not afraid to tell you that either.
No, absolutely not.
Now, you are a director, movie star, television personality. Do you have a goal right now, or do you just play each bounce as it comes?
I might have a goal, Joe, but I would suspect it's psychological because I couldn't pinpoint it. I know I want to make a dent. I want to make a contribution. I want to make what all men are created for, and that's to leave their mark for their family, leave a regard and a respect, or at least a kind of a contribution, so that when you go out, or when it's the end of the ninth and the third out is coming, you want to just lay back somewhat satisfied and know that you've made a contribution. But just to have lived here and marked time through the life expectancy is kind of scary. I have to let them know I was here.
A 31-room house you live in?
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage to fill 31 rooms without a convention?
With 6 sons, it's easy.
It's easy, huh?
Oh, and with 2 grandchildren, it's easier yet. We have to build on.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because we live in them all. It's not the kind of a 30-room house, Joe, that you hear about that's a movie star's house or a mansion or that jazz. It's used, and it's warm, and you can smell love throughout it. The kids have all the things children should have. And Patty's very strong about using the house, and we do.
She's an Italian girl.
The most best Italian of all time.
I thought that in.
Yeah. Well, all the kids used to see the bottoms of their feet. Made in Italy. Purple. Stamped at the bottom of their feet.
Jerry, thank you very much. The best of luck for the Muscular Dystrophy Telethon and for your second season on NBC television beginning this fall.
Thank you, Joe.
How would you like to see the World Series, pro football, and all the great new shows this fall on RCA Color TV without paying a penny until February 1st? Right now, during RCA Color Preview Days, you can get 1969 RCA Color TV for no money down, no payment until February 1st. See your participating RCA dealer during RCA Color Preview Days, now till September 15th.
On monitor, that's the Hugo Montenegro Chorus and Orchestra. And now here's a monitor tip on physical fitness. To get rid of a double chin, sit back in an armless, straight-back chair. Then let your arms hang down loose and move your head back as far as possible. Then open your mouth wide and close slowly. You do this at least 10 times, 3 times a day. Now this message.
Now, in the interest of a healthier America, we bring you another stanza from the Fleischmann's fitness song.
Cycling.
Roll back.
Cycling.
On your shoulder.
The way to start each day.
Straighten up and point your toes.
Cycling.
Start to pedal.
Cycling.
Round and round.
Try doing it this way.
Up with vigor, that's how it goes.
Cycling.
Knees back.
Cycling.
You're on the right track.
That's one way, the right way, for keeping fit each day.
For keeping fit, it's the right kinds of exercise. The right kinds of food help, too, like Fleischmann's margarine. Fleischmann's is made from 100% corn oil. And in the low-saturated fat diets recommended today, no vegetable oil is better for you than corn oil. A medical fact. But what's health without enjoyment? Fleischmann's rich taste is the other reason it's America's favorite premium margarine. Fleischmann's, stick or soft. We're interested in your health.
Cycling, cycling. This is one way, the right way, for keeping fit.
The Baja Marimba Band. You know, we were talking earlier about baseball fans. Well, we're two teenage boys from Minot, North Dakota. They're such great baseball fans that they bicycle all the way, some 500 miles, just to see the Yankees and the Minnesota Twins play a 4-game series. That bicycle trip took 6 days. A few more fans like that, no one will be talking about the decline of baseball. Stay tuned next for NBC Monitor News on the Hour. This is Joe Garagiola.
Don't go away, there's more to come, more to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with Monitor News.
Oh, my name is Rachel and my husband's name is Robin. We
feel for Rachel. She's 8 years old and dreaming of all the great things that will happen to her one day. Feel for Rachel. She's 21 years old and wondering why nothing's happening. Feel for Rachel. She's 35 years old and wondering where it's all gone. See Joanne Woodward. Rachel, Rachel. Produced and directed by Paul Newman for Warner Brothers 7 Arts in Technicolor. Rachel, Rachel. Suggested for mature audiences.
See Rachel, Rachel. Premiere Monday at the Translux West on 49th Street in Plaza Theater on East 58th Street in Manhattan.
Monitor New York. Your weekend sound on WNBC New York.